The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the Morning Team. Every week at this time, it's our tech talk guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. Guy who knows everything about computers and technology and what to watch out for. David Snell, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for that.
All right. Well, this is something because the internet was exploding. I was seeing a lot of people saying you must get rid of your Ring doorbell. I don't know. All of a sudden, I just saw people saying, there is no debate. You must get rid of it now. Please, people. And so I was wondering, what the heck's going on here with the Ring doorbell? Because we had the big, well, I guess it all came, there was a big commercial, right? They did on the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl, that's right. They added a new service. And they're scanning for lost pets, so it's a search party service.
Yeah.
That scans neighborhood gamers.
Yeah, here's the, we'll play this.
But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family. Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free right now.
All right, so there you go. It's Search Party. It's available for Ring. It's about finding lost dogs. They find a dog a day. You'd be heartless not to love that. There you go. Boom.
Exactly right. If you're a pet owner or ever have been, this is something that you think is a great thing.
Yeah.
But one thing about that commercial, the guy said, it's free and available right now. Well, the challenge is that it's a default activation. It's turned on automatically by default. So if you don't want this, you need to actually turn it off.
Mm. Okay.
So one of those things. They indiscriminately scan the neighborhoods that they're configured in, they're set up in, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, so I mean, well, this has always been the issue. You know, the Ring doorbell, and we, you know, certainly would know police have used it for many cases. We know, and you know, the existing, of course, doorbells have come into play with Savannah Guthrie's missing mom, right? You know, I mean, what happened to the doorbell? Who destroyed it? But this is the other thing that I guess, you know, you would just kind of think of it almost as a piece of your home initially. And this kind of did broaden my horizons is, wouldn't it be great if I, meaning me, company, had the power to turn on these cameras, all of them, to use them for however I want to? And so, yeah, I mean, I guess obviously they can be used for dogs, but it sounds like they could be used to do a bunch of other things.
Exactly right. So they have two major programs. Yeah, different programs. This is the Lost Pet Search Party and facial scanning. So they're scanning the neighborhood using, but somewhat like a biometric type process to take surveillance of entire neighborhoods. And the thing about this is we're not consenting for that, which is for the big problem for privacy. And also the images that they scan and capture are held in an Amazon cloud for up to 6 months.
Wow.
So they're available for, as you just said, anyone who wanted to nefariously attack the network, or it's also used by police departments and ICE and everybody else around the country to see what's going on and find people in a specific place.
Wow. Okay. So now, before you smash your Ring doorbell, though, is this something just like with the you know, the smart speakers, and are there settings? Can somebody really turn it off? But is it able to be turned off, David?
Yes, absolutely it is.
Okay.
You can turn off the pet search, but if you do, well, you can't turn off the familiar faces, because, for instance, if you're someone's at your door and you've turned that off, you're just going to hear the Ring bell. You're not going to see who's there.
Okay.
So you need to be selective with your turn off. But if you don't want it always scanning for lost pets, that's the setting that you have to change.
Okay, so you go in there, and is it easy to find or to do?
They tell me it is. I don't have a Ring doorbell.
Okay.
David.
Yeah.
And almost every piece of technology, but that's not one.
No. I mean, it's been useful for certain things, but I wonder, you know, are there other, I mean, that's the standard, right? The Ring doorbell, that's got the, but are there others that maybe don't do this, or?
Well, there are underdog dogs that don't do this because they're not part of Ring, which is part of Amazon anyway.
Okay.
So it's a very large company, obviously, and they get away with quite a bit, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so. So the bigger picture here is you talk about people are scanned without consent, pets are scanned across entire neighborhoods, and then video networks integrate, so they work together.
Yep, exactly. And then, you know, Amazon's pretty secure, but I'm not so sure that this couldn't be hacked like anything else in this country.
Yeah.
So that's a concern of the privacy experts. Now, these programs may help find lost pets and deliver convenience for the owners, but they create a reality where Ring cameras continuously analyze both humans and animals across residential areas, and it raises some critical questions about consent and data ownership and the future of community surveillance, which is a challenge.
Yeah. Do you think this ad exposed something that people were not familiar with? Or, I mean, do you think it'll backfire for them? Or, I mean, they must have known they, you know, or do they just think, it's just good stuff. It's dogs. No one will know.
I think they say, yeah, it's just good stuff. There may have been some people who said, we're not so sure.
Yeah.
But they came by with it, and as you're hearing, you know, many people are up in arms about this, and we're going to have to see where it goes. They're going to have to answer to this somehow.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think initially, like with a lot of these things, it seems like it would be, obviously it's a good idea if you could separate one from the other, but you can't. And that's the thing, you know. I mean, the idea of, you know, having a dog come back once a day, I mean, that's, no one's going to say, no, that's not a good thing. But how do we get there to do it is the issue, I guess.
Exactly. So, and we, the consumer, we, the target of this whole thing, need to be the ones that make the decision. So at least you can turn this off. And then maybe it'll change how it works. So only you turn it on in certain instances, or I don't know. I'm not sure how this could work in the future.
Well, no, yeah, because I was seeing, a lot of people were writing about it yesterday. I was on X just scrolling around, and, you know, people were saying, like, if you're not ripping your Ring camera off your house right now and dropping the whole thing into a pot of boiling water, what are you doing? So, yeah, I saw people really writing, like, things like that in that vein. You know, I was thinking, David, the other thing, now that you mentioned this, would be a good, if they haven't used this already for a plot, what about this, where the guy is getting away from the government and the government activates all Ring doorbells in the movie? They just say, turn them on, turn on the Ring doorbell.
Wouldn't that be, if they use the,
we got Jason Bourne, he's on the way.
Yeah, of course.
No, but isn't that the kind of thing you could do?
Like that.
Yeah, you
they
could
do
say
it all the time.
Yeah, turn on the doorbells. All right. Well, David, people, I guess, if they have one already, I mean, you're not recommending they put it into a boiling pot of water, but just you're saying read through and make sure your settings are the way you want them to be.
Yeah, and make sure that this is something that you consent to. That's what it's about.
Okay.
And if you don't want your Ring camera scanning everything and sending the data to the cloud all the time, then you just make the setting change within the configuration.
All right. Check out the blog. David's got all the information for you. David, where do people go to read about the Ring doorbells?
Go to AxSmartIT.com. Click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
You're right. Wear a mask, and that way they won't know it's you.
Oh, that's right. They'll never know. All right. Good idea. All right. Thanks,
Have
David.
Have a good day.
Bye. Yeah, that's right, my Captain Kirk mask. All right, 781-837-4900 is our text line, 781-837-4900 to text to WATD. And to find out more about David's segment, go to AxSmartIT.com.